I bought shares in Navtech in 1998 at €50 a share. At that time, nobody knew that they had invented, you know, just made up two-thirds of their revenue based on a non-existent company in Hong Kong. In 1999, they went up to €60, and I was quite happy with my investment. The share price stayed the same until the scandal broke in 2001, and by 2002, my shares were worth €5 each. Imagine, 97% of their declared earnings came from the imaginary company that their auditor never checked.
Even though the shares I bought in 1999 were terribly expensive, €115 each, I had total confidence that Com.TV would just get better and better. Little did I know that they were, in fact, losing millions every day on expensive, loss-making acquisitions. I saw the share price fall to €80 in 2000, €50 in 2001, €40 in 2002. I kept waiting for the price to go back up again before selling, but by 2003 they were still only worth €45, so I decided to cut my losses and sell anyway.
From 1992 to 1995, there was a downturn in prices and they fell from $36 to $28. From 1995 to 1998, the value of shares started its spectacular ascension to $48 and continued to skyrocket till it reached a record high of $63 in 1999 and then nosedived to an all-time low of $7 in 2002.